WHDD presents Susan Says.
I am angry. I am sad for America. Yes, the world is suffering from this killer virus, but we are the worst country when it comes to testing. Did you realize that? And our, well, I won't call him president, this thing in the White House insists that we go back to business as usual on Easter because it's a lovely day. Are you kidding me? He lies about everything. We know that. And we now know that more Americans have been killed by this virus than in Afghanistan. Got it? We're at war, but without a general. We have a game show host parading and blabbering in front of the mics. And we want to hear the doctors and the people we really need to hear from. We have reached 1,000 plus dead. Here in New York, hospitals are calling it an apocalypse. Nurses are wearing plastic bags for protection. There's a balance between business and life, folks. Regardless of what that moron lieutenant governor in Texas said, old people can die to sacrifice the needs for young people, really? We must have a rich economy, really? You first, jerk, and take Glenn Beck and Brit Hume with you. This is unreal, sort of surreal, nightmarish. I can't even think of the word. Dr. Jeffrey Sachs says this administration has committed the most shocking lack of leadership in history. We can get out of the economic depression eventually, but not before Easter. Listen to the experts, people. Deranged Donnie worries about his reelection. He is not putting the Defense Production Act, which would control and reinforce our supplies. He cares about money more than life. How do you support that? Some of his polls say they're positive, 60%. Are you kidding me? His press conferences are rallies that are feeding his ego. They're so destructive, you can't watch. You just can't. And then Dr. Fauci has to get on and fix things. He's shrinking. Pretty soon he won't be able to be seen above the podium. That's a little comedy virus joke. After all, I am a comedy writer. But I'm sure we're not laughing as much these days. We don't have enough tests, period, end of sentence, to get ahead of the curve. That's it. That's all you need to know. Social distancing for 2 months, not 14 days, the New York Times says, we will have 14 million infections. Okay, but if we don't do that and we keep or listen to what he wants us to do, we'll have 126 million. Do you understand that? Short-term thinking. The Orange Menace is all about himself. I, me, 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 the greatest economy, the biggest this, the biggest that. We don't have any leadership. If John McCain were alive, he'd be leading the resistance, I bet. Thank God for Governor Cuomo. He's a hero. He's calm. He's truthful. He's human and humane, and a few other governors. But we have a sick, stupid, treasonous piece of garbage, spewing garbage. He thinks the bad economy will ruin his election. I don't put it past him to cancel the election. The ship Comfort is coming to New York, but it's little comfort, only a few more beds. Don't listen to the lies. Don't go to church on Easter, I beg you. No matter what, hashtag 45-ish, not my president, tells you, it's a lie.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.